With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, baby steppers. It's January 17th. A new year, a new day, and a new...
baby.
Baby.
We
That's
have a
right.
new baby.
A new baby. We have two children now.
I still have trouble, like, coming to terms with the fact that we have two kids.
Yeah.
It just feels a little nuts.
Well, you know, you sort of forget about one half the time.
Which one?
Well, when you're with Wes, you forget about Finn. When you're Finn, you forget about Wes.
That's kind of true. It's a good thing there's two of us.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And when they're both together, you think, oh, right. Oh, it's a family.
This is fun.
Wes is very sweet with Finn. He's taken to bouncing him in the bouncer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, Wes is very sweet with Finn.
Sometimes he gets a little aggressive with the bounces, I gotta say. I remind him to do gentle bouncing.
I do think to myself sometimes, I think, like, how is Finn's life going to be different from Wes's?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're going to be raised in the same family, but Finn is going to be raised a little bit by his brother.
That's right.
And Wes is, he's very sweet, but gentle is not something that he...
not in his vocabulary.
It's not really in his vocabulary, yeah.
More like F5 tornado rolling through the room.
He would never hurt his brother, but, you know, it's like, yeah, with the bouncer, the bounces get a little intense.
Yeah.
And
this morning
the
I was
hugs are...
cleaning up after Wes, and he said, "What are you cleaning?" And I was like, "I don't even know. I don't know what this is. I just know that you have ripped it on the floor." Maybe the dogs ripped it. Who can say?
Life has really taken a turn for the crazy.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
And, you know, I would say we are officially off of our paternity-maternity leave.
As of yesterday.
As of yesterday. But it doesn't feel like it. Feels still wild.
Well, I actually would say that it does feel like it. And it just feels more wild.
Right.
Because we have all of the, with the sheltering at home, there's all of the pressures of family stuff that we had during paternity, maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all the pressures of work as well.
Yeah.
Just added on top. Like, hey, forgot about this.
Right.
Here you go.
Oh, hey, you better do this Zoom conversation while you're... child is screaming at you.
We are in Finn's room right now.
Yes.
Because it is the only room in our house that is not being actively used right now.
Yeah. Just wait for the nursery reveal. We'll have to flip around the camera at some point, but it's adorable. It's cute. Ariel made this. It's like a interpretive sunrise.
Yeah. I did like a mural.
I would say.
Yeah. I would call that an interpretive sunrise or sunset.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, you know, glass half full, glass half
it's
empty,
true.
Sunrise, sunset.
The sun is exactly halfway off the horizon.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would say actually sunset because we're getting some copper tones. We're getting some rose tones. It looks a bit like more burnished. Rather than, you know, the pinks, the bright blues.
But... you like it, right?
Oh, I love it.
You love it.
I love
okay.
it.
Okay. Just checking. I like to check in every once in a while.
Yeah, it's very warm and comforting.
Mm-hmm. And we have this nice rocker.
Yeah, Ariel's in the rocker.
I'm in the rocker.
I'm in the Starbucks chair.
I spent a lot of time in this rocker.
Like, this chair was made to only sit in it for 20 minutes.
I mean, I don't know about that.
It is firm.
Yeah, do you want to explain why you called it a Starbucks chair?
Oh, well, I learned this cool thing one time that...
I taught you.
You taught it to me. You taught it to
me? Yeah, it's like an interior design thing.
I swear I read it in a book somewhere. Anyways, Ariel taught me this cool thing that different chairs are rated for lengths of time.
Mm-hmm. Based on their comfort.
Exactly. So, for example, if you're at Starbucks, they got you on these 10-minute chairs where after about 10 minutes... You're going to feel a little uncomfortable. You know the ones we're talking about, the metal flat chairs. Yeah. But then they have the one-hour chairs, the big cozy, ones.
You want to get those one-hour chairs.
Yeah.
This one, I would say, is like a six-hour chair.
Yeah, 6 hours for sure.
This is a solid, solid rocker.
Yeah, this one we actually slept in.
Yes. There was
the
a time,
first month.
Well, we decided that... we would trade off that one of us would take part of the night and the other one would take the other part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we didn't have any extra beds in the house.
Right.
Because my parents were sheltering with us and helping us take care of the baby during the day.
Still are. Have been for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lucky us.
Lucky us.
It's true, though. We are very, very blessed and thankful.
You would not be hearing this podcast otherwise.
No. Because we have two kids now. I truly don't know how people do it.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a village.
How do you take care of two?
I think, you know, parents.
I still don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we spent 2 weeks by ourselves.
Right.
And it was not easy. And we were not working.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that we were not working made it okay.
Yeah, I think so. Although you never really stopped working. You were kind of, you were like holding Finn while he was sleeping and also working.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely, I mean, I definitely did not work.
Yeah.
A fair amount, you know. But that's the thing. When you're owning your own business, you can't just check out like 100%.
Right.
Kind of still had to keep tabs on things. We released a Try Guys movie.
Yes.
If you haven't checked it out, trygyz.com/movie.
Uh-huh.
It was really exciting. But that was December 18th. We had a big premiere day.
Yep.
And I had to do... digital meet and greets, got to meet a lot of you out there all day. And then we had the live stream premiere at night. That was probably the biggest work project that unfortunately was right in the middle of paternity leave.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there who don't get paternity leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, like paternity leave, that's a big question mark in the United States.
It really needs to be better.
Yeah. Specifically paternity leave, you know, owning your own business, you were lucky enough to kind of decide that you were going to take this time off.
Mm-hmm.
The guys certainly had to.
Right. I'm fortunate in that I have partners that can help pick up the slack.
Yeah.
And the staff as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it was the same for me where I run my own business. And so I just had to take the time off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are certainly moms out there who aren't able to. I remember my mom is always telling me the story of how she only got 6 weeks off.
Mm.
And so 6 week old Ariel was going to daycare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's about where we're at now, right? It's like 6 week, 8 week mark.
Yeah. About 8 weeks. A little over 8 weeks.
So maybe we shouldn't both be trying to go back to work. I mean, once your parents leave, I think we will not be able to both be at work.
Well, there's work to do. What are we supposed to do? We work together.
That's true. It's true. We're working on a secret project right now that will be announced in April, but it's a type of big project that you have to do most of the work ahead of time.
That's true. That's true. And we have done most of the work.
We have done most of the work. Now there's a photo shoot happening this week at our house doing some promotional stuff.
Mm-hmm. But we have to do most of it ourselves because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff right now. I mean, I have to mention just how bad COVID is in LA. It is so scary.
It's really stressful.
Really, really scary with a newborn who is in the NICU because of lung stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's sort of a, that's just a constant worry.
And I know a lot of you out there are also worried about it. We'll get through it. We just gotta keep fighting, mm-hmm. keep doing the best we can. And I know everyone is affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to take your mental health breaks too, you know?
Yeah.
I know that they're saying right now that anytime you leave your house, it can be, you know, you're at risk, but yeah. You know, you have to exercise and, you know, try to.
Right. A walk around the block with a mask is okay. But it's so bad in LA that we've been trying to avoid going to the grocery store, you know, making the unnecessary Costco runs, which, like, I mean, let's be real. Every Costco run is unnecessary one.
Excuse me.
No, most of them are actually. The store by default is excessive.
It is excessive, yeah. But when you've got, you know, six people living in your house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've expanded our homestead as a way of coping with COVID. Is now our household is just it involves your parents.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Everyone quarantined ahead of time, and then rather than coming and going, it's just now we are all one house.
Yeah,
we are this house. But we had a nice mental health break over Christmas holiday, I would say.
Yeah.
We went to the mountains for a week.
Yeah.
Went to Big Bear Mountain. Uh-huh. Wes went skiing for the very first time.
He loved it. He absolutely loved it. And I think Big Bear's doing a really good job of like COVID precautions and things like that.
A lot of good safety protocols. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in ski masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And N95s, of course, but, you know, skiing, there literally is a ski mask, so that's nice.
We felt pretty safe there.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, Wes, we did a little bit of M&M bribery on the chairlift. He was excited about that part of it, too.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, M&Ms first time on the chairlift is scary.
Yeah.
But he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
That kid is fearless.
He is.
He's seriously the most fearless kid I have ever met. I do not know what he's going to be like in 2 years.
Oh boy.
When he's even more fearless.
Just got to keep him off the dirt bikes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I know. But let's talk about Finn.
Yes.
So what have you noticed about Finn?
He's 2 months old now. Officially season two of Baby Steps. And season one was all about pregnancy. Mm-hmm. This season is all about newborn. So we're going to be talking about things that we've noticed so far with our newborn and New Year's resolutions when it comes to babies.
Yeah.
What are the New Year's resolutions that we want to keep for our children and our baby? And what are the ones, let us know in the comments, what are the ones that you guys are planning specifically when it comes to babies or not, but you know.
Okay, so the reason that we are in Finn's room right now in the nursery is because Finn sleeps in our room.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got him in the snoo, which we talked about last season.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about the snoo?
Sure. I mean, controversial. There was a lot of feelings about it, ours included. But now we have shifted from snoo skeptics to snoo believers. Like, seriously, strap it on my back because I will take it wherever I go.
We took it with us to my parents' place. And that thing is not light, but it was totally worth it.
I think so. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to other than Wes, you know, 3 years ago. But it's like when the baby doesn't sleep well, it's the baby's fault. But when the baby does sleep well, it's the snooze, the snooze doing. Because probably just he's getting bigger. He's sleeping better. But Finn slept for 6 hours and 15 minutes from about 8:30 to the middle of night. And oh my God, it was a game changer. He went back to sleeping 4 hours the very next night. But for that one brief moment, there was a glimpse of hope. A glimpse.
It truly was a glimpse of what we had to look forward to.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it's been, I mean, normally he'll sleep 2.5 hours and then he'll need to wake up. So Finn has been pretty gassy. He's quite a gassy baby. We had quite a gassy little, baby. We're still struggling with the milk intolerance.
Yeah, you've been trying out different diet things to try and help. Nothing has really helped, although we did discover when you used some milk that was frozen for a month.
Right.
Your diet in November
was different from my diet.
It seemed to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're thinking
something that I'm doing is working.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's tough to figure out, and we still haven't.
But man, when he rips a big one, it is satisfying.
it really is.
If he just like poops everywhere, you're like, yes.
He really struggles with it. He struggles to poop, but then when he finally does, his whole body just goes limp and he's just so happy with himself. It's so satisfying. It truly is one of the most satisfying noises is hearing him poop, because you know that he can stop struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, that poor kid. But yeah, he's doing really good. He's getting real chunky.
A little less. And during the day, you know, he's like awake more.
Mm-hmm.
He can hold his head up more. We're bouncing him.
Yeah.
Doing some bouncing.
Yep. Doing some bouncing. He really likes to use his little legs.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of the newborn size. He's in size 1 diapers. Mm-hmm. He's in 0 to 3 onesies and stuff. Finn is a pretty small baby because he was... he was early. He was a month early. So
I'm going to look up some things that I can read about Finn from the Wonder Weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you guys have to check out the Wonder Weeks. It's this app that we absolutely love, and we use it with Wes, where it tells you when your child is going through like developmental leaps. And I don't even know what science it's based on.
You know, it's just science. It's based on science.
It's based on science? Just
what
just
was his due
science.
Date? November 30th?
Yes.
Okay. Due date. Boom. Skip a profile picture. No notifications, please. And here we go. All right. Baby Finn. He's in his first leap, and he has 9 days left to leap 2.
Oh.
Sensations. Then, it suddenly happens. The first leap of sensations. A leap when a baby's metabolism, internal organs, and senses mature rapidly. It's a major event for Finn. He has just got used to the world outside your belly, and everything changes again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. What are some things that he's
happening? This is one of the frustrating things about preemies, is that it's based on due date instead of his actual like birth date. And so there was like a month that went by where he was just still considered in utero, but he wasn't.
It will say, you may even notice that he has a favorite scent. Do we think Finn has a favorite scent? I will say he likes looking at bright windows.
He likes shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he likes looking at things.
So maybe eyes. Vision is his favorite sense. Finn can focus on something that is a little further away and that he is fascinated by contrasts.
Mm-hmm. He really likes looking in corners. Right. I find that he likes the, like, you know, the shadows.
It is funny to talk about what a baby's, like, passions are.
I know.
As if they are compared to an adult. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like, this is Ariel. She likes interior design. And Finn, he likes corners.
He likes corners. He enjoys looking at windows. he likes looking at faces. He loves his lolly, which is what we call my mom. She's kind of been his primary caretaker for the last month or so.
Around 4 to 5 weeks, everything points to a period in which the senses undergo rapid growth. Your baby is clearly more interested in their surroundings. Just after birth, he is only able to focus on objects that are no further than 8 to 12 inches in front of him. So it's like one big mush.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah, he just kind of stares into space and is like...
But now he can focus on up to 30 inches. You know, he's been... you can tell he's like making eye contact with you a bit more.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
A bit more like... He'll smile.
Yes, he has started to smile.
If you make faces with him, that's really sweet.
I have to say, that is one of the biggest milestones for me, is when your baby starts to smile, because it's... Wes got a tool set for Christmas. So that hammering that you hear is our eldest son.
It's not construction.
Working.
It's a child.
It's a child working on his... It is construction.
It is construction, yeah.
But yes, that smile, because that is the first point in time that you actually feel like you are communicating with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there are a lot of things that you do as a mom, and, you know, like a mom with a baby, in those first few weeks, like you're breastfeeding, you're dealing with them being awake and dealing with them having gas and, you know, all these different things. But you really don't feel like you are connecting with your baby until they can focus on your face and give you a smile.
That's
and
right.
It is it such a big deal.
It just lights up your whole world.
Oh, my goodness. It's huge. And we have reached that point, and I'm just, it's night and day.
Your baby will really like high contrast images, for example, of the dog in the video below. It's a black and white dog in front of a cow pattern. However, Finn will perceive this picture in a totally different way than you do. Where you see a dog in all its detail in front of a pattern wall, that's exactly how I described it, he will only see contrast. There you go. We have this little contrast book from Love Every. It's got little animals.
I thought it had a dog on it, but I guess not. There's a turtle.
Mm-hmm. And at this age, Finn has probably grown out of any initial issues he may have had with his digestive system. Well,
a little different
for us there, Wonder Weeks gang. Baby's metabolism changes drastically at this age. You will also notice Finn stays awake for longer periods now. Wow.
That's true. And he definitely has figured out night and day. I think the snoo has helped with that. Mm-hmm. We have not been putting him in the snoo for naps. And it does recommend to do that. I think we'll probably start doing that once my parents go home.
Right.
But
it's still, the daytime feels very amorphous with, like, when he needs to sleep, when he's awake. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of are, like, just playing it by ear.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll start to get to the point where it's designated nap times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a book that I read when we had Wes... that was all about, like, the different schedules. I think it was called Babywise.
Mm-hmm.
Babywise. And it was an older book, and it talked all about, like, scheduling your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in some ways I like to have a schedule for baby, but there's also there's an argument for there are moms and, you know, out there who say no schedule.
Let the baby create.
Baby sleeps when baby sleeps.
You got your whole rest of your life to look at a calendar.
That's fair.
Let yourself be a child of the earth. Find your grounding.
So we're kind of in that mindset right now, where we're just sort of letting Finn sleep when he wants to sleep when he needs to sleep. You know, kind of listening to his cues. And. And if he's starting to give us that, like, you know, that sleepy face, getting a little bit cranky or something like that, then we'll put him down.
That's one of the most like brilliant realizations that I had. It didn't happen right away, but around 6 months in with Wes, mm-hmm. I realized that if you've already fed him, you've already changed the diaper, and you've already been playing with him, and he's still cranky, possibly and probably what he needs is to sleep.
Yes!
Which then, you're not, you know, dealing with a fussy baby anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, what? Blows my mind.
I know. And so I feel like we have figured that out with Finn.
Yeah.
Much earlier on, where, you know, he's eaten, he has had a poop, we've changed his diaper.
Yeah.
He probably just needs to be laid down for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that kid can sleep anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he can.
I wonder if that's like a second child thing.
A lot of good sleeping on chests action. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, I do kind of miss that with Wes. Although sometimes when Wes gets really tired, he's like, just grabs onto you and it's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
With all of his ski gear on, he didn't want to walk. So I just carried him to the chairlift.
Yeah.
Buys and tries, baby.
That's right. How Wes is like 35 pounds now?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
I haven't weighed him in forever.
I mean, that's a good workout.
Yeah.
35 pounds carrying it like.
That's solid.
A half mile.
Yeah. With all of his ski gear? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is one of the things that I did not like think about when we brought him to the mountain.
Yeah.
Was like just the amount of stuff.
Right.
That a child needs. Like he's taken off his jacket. He's taken off his gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're just collecting things after him as he's, you know, walking through the snow.
I mean, it's painful enough for an adult to put on their ski boots and lug their skis up to the chairlift.
Yeah.
Just imagine what it's like for a child.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, truly, the one thing that I wanted from mm-hmm. this like most recent sort of snow excursion mm-hmm. was just for him to like enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know, he does not need to learn how to ski. Mm-mm. He just needs to. I just want him to enjoy being there.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think he did.
I think he did too.
You know, on the very last day, he had a little meltdown putting on his boots, and we were just like, you know what? It's fine. We don't need to ski today.
Let's go home.
Let's go home.
Let's go home and just build a snowman.
Yep. We had some good days.
Yeah.
And there's the banging. Okay. So let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel, when it comes to Finn, what are some New Year's resolutions? Do you have a sense that you like there are things that happened with Wes that you're like, oh, I want to do it differently this time? And then inevitably it like some opposite problem happens.
I honestly don't remember that much about the first 6 months with Wes.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want for Finn to sleep more.
Right.
But I think he's doing great with that. I would love to keep up with breastfeeding. You know, so right now I'm primarily pumping, mm-hmm. you know, just the, it's similar to Wes when Finn was in the NICU, I started pumping
mm-hmm.
And so I just got into the habit of doing that. And we have, you know, people taking care of Finn during the day. And so I just haven't gotten into the habit of breastfeeding him,
mm.
even though he does have a pretty good latch. I sometimes breastfeed him at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit disappointed in myself.
Really?
Because of that. Yeah. I would like to have that connection with him where we have a really good breastfeeding relationship. I have plenty of breast milk, which I'm very grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that like connection of breastfeeding him when he's hungry.
I think I'm, you know, on the one hand, you got to cut yourself some slack.
Mm-hmm.
It's super tough. And
yeah,
pumping often gives you the ability to have somebody else feed him and kind of have a break. And
absolutely.
Also, we make sure that he gets getting his nutrition. But on the other hand, if it's something that you want to change and it's a priority, I think that's absolutely something I can support you in.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I only know the, like, pumping and feeding him a bottle because I did that with Wes. The only thing I know about breastfeeding is that other moms talk about how wonderful it is.
Oh.
And, you know, things I read are like, you create a bond with your baby because of just like the skin to skin and the touching. And there's the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our house is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of noises.
Yeah.
How's
your house? What's going on in your world?
Yeah. You know, and so there's like this sense that I'm missing out on something by not breastfeeding him. I mean, he's not missing any nutrition, but maybe he's missing the connection. I don't know.
I think that every mom is different. And just because some moms are having this blissful experience, at least that they are projecting, that doesn't mean that it has to be your experience.
Yeah. But, yeah. Breastfeeding for me is certainly not certainly has not been a blissful experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know for many moms it they struggle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Breastfeeding takes a lot of effort. And for me, so I overproduce, and that means that when Finn is actually like breastfeeding from my breast, the letdown is too much. Mm-hmm. And so it's like when you have a bottle that has a nipple that's too fast.
Oh.
You know, so he like is getting too much milk. It becomes very messy. He gets all wet. I get all wet. Breast milk can be sticky because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just, it's wild.
All right, and so here's what we do. Check this. All right. Set up a big old tarp. Put a whole bunch of cushions, but like plastic cushions.
Right.
You whip out your boobies.
Uh-huh.
Here's Finn. Uh-huh. Finn's naked.
Uh-huh.
You know, just easy,
but
easy
but
clean.
But it's winter, so he's cold.
Oh, sure. All right, so we blast the heat to 85.
See what I mean? There's a lot of... I find that when I go to breastfeed him, it's so difficult and I get so frustrated that then he gets frustrated and then it's not a like this blissful experience.
Doesn't sound like a blissful experience at all.
And then, you know, so I just think, okay, it's just easier to pump and then give him express breast milk. And then you can feed him, you know, Wes likes to kind of sometimes take the bottle and be like,
yeah,
here you go. Actually, it's this very cute thing where whenever Finn cries, we say, what does baby need?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Finn needs milk. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like really you more want the breastfeeding experience that you do to be more towards that blissful experience rather than... Because if when you do it, it's not that, if it's kind of difficult, then why would you do it more?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if it's, you know, like, yeah, everyone's different. If it's not something that's going to be a positive experience, then maybe you can have bonding in other ways.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Or we can put down a tarp. I don't know. I mean, I think that is similar. It's kind of related to mine in that with one child, we were able to really focus on them and do a lot of bonding. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
you know, quickly.
All of our pictures of Wes in his first few hours were you without your shirt on.
Yeah, right. Lots of reading books and doing bath times and bedtimes routines. Now, I haven't really been able to do that because I'm doing Wes's bedtime routine.
Right. Yeah.
I think I've given Finn like 2 baths total.
Mm.
Right? Because the time for bath is when I'm putting Wes to bed.
Right. Exactly. So, I usually do bath with Finn. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
It doesn't make me feel super great. I'm conflicted because on the one hand, I feel so happy that I have a bond that's strong with my 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very strong. I think it's only gotten stronger since Finn has come because, you know, we've had, especially at the beginning of paternity leave, lots of day-long adventures together.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really special for me, going to the zoo and the beach and all that. But, and also with your mom here, which obviously we need her here so we can handle things with Wes and also do some work projects. But it's, I mean, I have felt that I haven't bonded as well or as much with Finn.
Yeah.
I guess that is a New Year's resolution, is to try and have it be more balanced.
Spend more time with him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there was a period of time when you were, you know, kind of working with him.
Mm-hmm.
With you, but
yeah,
I guess that was
nice.
That was before he was spending more time awake.
Right.
So that maybe, you know, didn't really feel like bonding so much. And that was also, you know, going back to like having Finn smile and be able to focus on your face.
Yeah, I didn't really feel that connected. And also at that point in time, you're really exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really just trying to do the bare minimum so that he can sleep and then you can sleep again.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So it didn't feel in that period of time, you know, in November and December, I was much more, I felt like I was bonding with Wes when it was, you know, that's what I was doing with Wes. And then Finn, I didn't feel like I was bonding as much,
mm-hmm.
which maybe that's what that time is for, but I guess it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you bond with baby? How do you?
Well, so one of the big reasons that a lot of moms have postpartum depression is because there's, you know, there's all these hormones going on in your body and, you know, your every woman's body deals with like postpartum differently. But there's a lot of emotions and you also feel this sort of isolation because you aren't able to, or you're, you know, there's a period of time where your baby doesn't really connect with you.
Mm.
And you could be struggling with things like breastfeeding and sleep and, you know, just general, changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we'll make one of the next episodes about postpartum depression.
It's a good one.
Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely something that that people are struggling with right now, especially the isolation with COVID on top of everything else.
Mm-hmm. Have you felt isolation?
With our house as nuts as it is right now, you know, just with the... We do not live in a large house.
No.
And we have a, you know, we are sheltering with my parents. We have a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Isolation is not what I would call it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that feeling of not knowing what to do, not being able to connect with your newborn. I certainly have had that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a persistent feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I always feel like I could be doing something better or I could be doing something differently. Or when something goes wrong, it's my fault.
Yeah. I felt that last night when I had an inability to calm down the baby and I was just like, oh, this is so frustrating.
What
am I doing wrong? It's my fault for not bonding with him enough or something.
Really?
Or, yeah.
You thought that, like, because you, you know, for the last 2 months you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why for for 5 minutes, he can't settle down.
Basically, yeah.
I know.
I was like, oh, okay, I just need to... you know, it's 10 p.m. at night. Ariel's mom has gone to sleep. And I'm like, oh, well, his mother-in-law and my mother-in-law can help calm him down because she's, like, been spending most of the time with the baby.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Like, in the moment, it feels so obvious to you. You're like, you're like, this is my fault. I can't settle him down. But then talking about it now, do you realize how ridiculous that is?
It does sound pretty silly.
You know?
Especially since the answer was my trick that I said earlier of he just needs to sleep.
He just needs to sleep.
But I couldn't get him to sleep.
I know.
He was in the snoo, the magical snoo that we talked about is something we like so much. And he was just thrashing. And I got really bummed. And also, I had just, done the entire bedtime ritual with Wes, which it's only been a couple days since we've been home, so there's been some transitions.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's certainly something that that we've been dealing with a lot with Wes, mm-hmm. has been transitions.
New environment.
New environment. I feel like I've been getting a lot of feedback from people that, like, other kids have an easier time with transitions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Or maybe that's just me, you know, being a mom and being like, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
Like, is being home all the time not awesome for him? Like, is he getting settled into is he getting so settled into his routine that he's never going to be able to not have a routine?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like.
I think that anytime you change a kid's routine, it can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we did go, you know, live in a different house for a bit over the holidays,
mm-hmm.
was probably helpful for him to, you know, us helping him deal with those feelings.
Yeah.
It is good. But yeah. It doesn't mean that the feelings themselves are invalid or that they're not going to come or that they shouldn't be coming. Because I think it's like, you know, when you change beds.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
For sure.
But.
He was so happy to be home, though.
He was very happy to be home.
When we got home, he was like, I love my house.
This
I
is
love
my bed. This is my bed. This is my wheelbarrow.
Oh, my God. He's such a sweet kid.
This is my rocket ship.
I just realized I did not put in breast pads.
Oh, no. Hey-o.
This is something that new moms have to deal with a fair amount. Is I just
You're gotta, leaking.
I just got to let down.
She's leaking. She's leaking.
Just talking about my sweet children.
Cancel the meetings.
And, yeah.
Do you need me to get some assistance?
No, I should be okay.
Okay. We can turn off the camera, you know. Turn it off for a second.
Now, just let me know if I start leaking.
I just think everyone will let you know if you start leaking watching on YouTube.
Oh, man.
That's
another thing about not leaving the house is there are just some things that, like, I feel like it's way harder this time because there are some things that you don't have to deal with. You know, I could just change my shirt when I'm at home.
Mm.
But, you know, if I were, like, out of the grocery store or something like that, it would be a much bigger deal.
Mm. That's true. Yeah. So some benefits to being at home is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget. There was, like, a movie at one point where there was an actress who had just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in an audition. And she got a letdown. She was wearing, like, a silk shirt or something like that.
Oh, my
gosh.
So she
had these huge... huge, like, wet spots. And I can't remember the movie now, but it was, you know, it was all about, like, going back to work as a mom and all this kind of stuff. And
sounds funny.
So I think about that sometimes, and I think about how she dealt with it. I think she just sort of laughed it off, but
it's you know, that there's a lot of, I think we've filled our house with fun toddler things.
Absolutely.
You know, there's, like, tumbling mats in the We came up with a new game, which was Jump Over Daddy, where he, like...
Was that what he was doing last night?
Yeah, so Wes would jump off the couch over me. Definitely hit my nads a couple times. We weren't having 100% success rate with the jump over part of jump over daddy.
I'm going to say that's on you.
It is. Oh, that was, I'm not complaining. I'm just letting the people know.
But, you know, we do still own those Frieda balls.
I need Frieda balls. You're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
That's what they're for.
That's what they're for. they're for toddlers.
Yeah.
They're for jump over daddy.
Jump over daddy. He also said, I'll tackle you like a football player. We love watching football. You know, that's like football.
Oh, we love watching football.
Me and Wes.
Ned loves watching football.
I love watching
Wes
football.
Wes likes being with his dad.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. We snuggle on the couch together. Uh-huh. Anyways, now he's tackling me.
Delightful.
Delightful.
Wait, what did he say the other day where he was like something like a basketball player?
Oh, yeah, he was like, I don't know, he was kind of like jumping on the trampoline and then like falling down. It looked like, really what he should have said is...
Like a soccer player.
I fall down like a soccer player.
But I think he said, I fall down like a basketball player.
Yeah.
Funny kid. Where did he get this stuff? And he started saying the sweetest thing where if you ask him to do something, he'll look at you like eye contact and say... Of course.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Where did you get this stuff?
It's adorable. Do you have any New Year's resolutions when it comes to Wes?
Oh, gosh. You know, I was really looking forward to having him go to preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unfortunate that he couldn't go to preschool this year. You know, and just like he has like three friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like for him to make more friends and just learn how to make friends.
Yeah.
Because I think that's such an important skill, and he has never had to do that.
Well, you know, now soon he's going to have four friends. Because we've given him the gift of a younger brother.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true. He'll have to. I think that Finn will probably... It just thinking, you know, 10 years ahead, we'll probably have an easier time making friends.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, we've kept Wes so so sheltered.
Yeah, but he's still so young. I mean, you know, 2.5, almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like going to preschool at 3.5 years is still totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Granted, if the pandemic continues into the fall, I think, and we like preschools aren't open this fall.
Uh-huh.
That would probably not be good.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a New York Times article about like toddlers in the pandemic and how, you know, how their development might be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly one of the things where, there was an anecdote about this little girl and who was walking on the street in New York with her mom, and they saw another person. And the little girl goes, oh, my God, like, it's a person.
Yeah.
You know, she was, like, so scared to see another person.
Wes has done that a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a little worried when there's another person on the street.
Or, like, when somebody gets too close that he doesn't know or something like that.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
He certainly has like stranger danger, but it's not the normal amount of stranger danger. It's like COVID stranger danger.
Right, right. So I guess our resolution is to
socialize our child.
Socialize our child and attempt to prevent any lifelong lasting influences of COVID.
I feel like just as his mother, I am constantly considering all of the like worst possible scenarios.
There was a pretty funny thing that happened over Christmas break. Where we were sitting at the dinner table, Wes wanders off, and then we hear a little...
Oh, that's one thing that that is one of my resolutions. Please, yeah. Please go on, and I'll talk about it later.
We hear a little crinkle, and Ariel said, I hear knives.
I heard knives.
I went to check on it, and he's like sitting on the rug, just like playing, like reading a book or something.
By himself. Very sweetly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm constantly thinking of like the worst possible scenario. Mm-hmm. So when Wes is not in my sight, I'm thinking he's probably in the kitchen playing with knives and he's going to lose a finger or a hand or an eye or something terrible like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's where you were going with that. Yes. And it's like that with Finn too. It's like, you know, if he's not in my sight, then it's like, oh my God, he spit up and now he's choking or, you know, it's like that. All of those things are constantly in my head. It's tough to deal with. You don't think about those things?
No, no, I don't. I do sometimes. I definitely remember with Wes checking to make sure he was breathing several times.
Always.
And certainly in the labor and delivery process, I thought you were both going to die several times.
Did you think that with Finn, or did it all just happen too fast?
It all happened pretty fast. I didn't think you were going to die with Finn, but I definitely thought there were times still when I was like, oh God, something's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's hard. Maybe it's because it only happens once and it's quite a traumatic experience and there is blood involved, but...
there is blood involved. Yeah. Okay, so one of my New Year's resolutions for Wes is to get him to sit at the table for longer.
Oh,
so if anybody has any tips, we took the straps off of Wes's high chair so that he could get up by himself, and he's very good at it. He's very good at coming to the table by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he has decided that he's done with his meal,
which is usually like 3 minutes into
it's like we haven't even, sometimes we haven't even sat down yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits at the table, decides that he's done, and then
sits at the table, waits while people are just setting plates on the table.
Yeah.
And then food is coming and he's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. And then he just leaves and wanders off and goes and does something else, which, you know, great. He's like, you know, playing by himself. That's something that that's nice. We certainly want him to do. That's right. like the next step for a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
But not when we're sitting at the dinner table.
You know, the
I want him to sit at the dinner table.
This comes back to what we were talking about with our Finn New Year's resolutions, because I think that, and I immediately start blaming myself. I'm like, oh, it's because we aren't like enforcing a consistent enough, like,
I do think that we're not enforcing something
policy.
But I also, you know, but he does.
But like that's kind of like if we're always, if our first thought is to like blame ourselves for doing wrong, like doing something wrong, that's not a good feeling.
Absolutely.
We gotta blaming myself for not giving myself enough slack now. Oh, brother.
Is that just like a constant thing that parents deal with, is they're always blaming themselves for like things that their children do all the time?
Yeah. That's why we made a podcast, to try and help people.
How are we supposed to help people when we can't even?
Because they learn from our foibles.
I see.
And they say, dang, those foamers, huh? Maybe I should.
Maybe I should do something differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. On the one hand, we get to eat a nice dinner together and he gets to play.
Yeah.
So is it really all that bad?
Maybe we bring toys to the dinner table, or is that just opening a can of worms?
Probably. Because in 5 years, it'll be like a Game Boy or something.
Yeah. Before I had kids, I was one of those people who would like judge moms in restaurants.
Oh, sure.
Who would like hand their kid a, you know, they're like having a nice glass of wine and they hand their kid a phone. And I'm like, oh.
Here we are, two like.
Girl, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh my God. We were so judgy. Like, that'll never be us.
That'll never be us. No,
and here we
never.
Are like, maybe that girl just wants wine. And like,
maybe she
wanted
just
to have
needs
a nice
minute. Maybe she just needs
with
a
her
minute.
Husband.
You know what?
And needs a minute.
Also, there are so many factors that you can't control when you're like, I don't know, out at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I remember being out at dinner ever.
Yeah, it is kind of Yeah, hard to remember what going out to dinner is like.
But you know, like, you can sit down and order a bowl of pasta for your toddler, and it could take 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, like, within that 20 minutes, they could just, like, divulge into a pool of tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There are some things that you can't control.
You know what I like doing is going to restaurants with the open kitchen, because then if the pool of tears starts coming, I just get to have a fun little walkabout with him.
You Scoop are very good at the walkabout.
We'll go watch the men make pizzas,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the chefs make pasta, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, pizza places are the best because there's a lot to look at, and it's pretty fun for me too. I mean, yeah. I love watching people make pizzas. Those are some of our New Year's resolutions. We got some New Year's resolutions for ourselves, for the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's just like, it's a hard, it what 2020 was an impossibly difficult year. 2021
is looking to be looking just to be as impossible.
Just as difficult. And if it gets hard, like, it's okay to give yourself a break and to cut yourself some slack. I'm like, these goals that we have, excellent to work on, but also it's okay if mm-hmm. they don't happen or they don't happen immediately.
You know what is one thing that we have a few friends now that are having babies, mm-hmm. and
our refrigerator is full.
Oh yeah, of it's so Christmas sweet. It's so sweet. The people are asking me like, what's your advice? Mm-hmm. You know. And my number one piece of advice, I think I've said this before, is don't take anybody's advice.
Hey.
You know, listen to yourself. But the other thing that I have been starting to come up with is support each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are lucky enough to have a partner to go on this journey of parenthood with, support them. And, you know, even if if they're driving you nuts, just give them a compliment because they are struggling as much as you are.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you, honey.
That was really good advice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, your butt looks really good in those pants.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, okay. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button and press subscribe for the booty. Ring that bell. If you're watching and listening on iTunes or any other app, make sure you subscribe as well so we get in your feeds. Rate us 5 stars so other people can discover the show. It's called Baby Steps. Ariel, that was a really, really great compliment for me. I'm still feeling it. And if you want to write in some compliments for us, or no, actually just questions of things that are stressing you out or wild and crazy in your life.
Yes.
Write us at babystepsadvice@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We'll answer some newborn questions on the show. Yeah, happy 2021. We're back, baby. We'll see you next Sunday.
And we're planning on having some guests this year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We plan on having some guests last year, but then Finn came real early.
We did have one. We had Lauren and Jeremy on. That was a very
We did have Lauren and Jeremy on. Yeah, that was good.
The sex show. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.